Big tech bristles as Hong Kong defends new data privacy rules. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. An industry group representing the likes of Alphabet, Facebook, and Twitter has warned tech giants could pull out of Hong Kong amid fears they might become liable for user content. In a letter this week, Singapore-based Asia Internet Coalition said proposed government legislation is too broad in its crackdown of personal data that's maliciously published online. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, today said officials will meet companies concerned about the changes. The BBC's Katie Silver then explains what happens now.
The AIC represents 15 different companies, and they have been very clear that they don't necessarily speak for those companies. They are afforded some level of anonymity by being part of this group. So according to this letter, it says that basically it's a completely disproportionate and unnecessary response, this law that would potentially make some of the employees of these big tech companies liable for what is known as doxing. And we've reached out to all of these big tech giants today, none of whom have been willing to confirm exactly what their position is.
This is just the latest in a long string of crackdowns from the Chinese government in Hong Kong. There's been concern for a couple of years that all of this could result in a move of business away from the financial heavyweight city. Have we seen that yet, though?
We haven't. And so far, what we have seen more of is an exodus of Hong Kongers. Real estate agents are having to pivot their business to, instead of people coming to move to Hong Kong, they're instead leaving and they're having to pivot their business in this sense. But businesses, on the other hand, haven't. So we've seen, for example, more listings on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange than ever before. It's sort of been a boom for IPOs. We've also seen the Hang Seng hit its highest levels in the last 6 months, doing really well. There have been, of course, recent difficulties when it's come to business. We saw Jimmy Lai, the billionaire tycoon there and the founder of Apple Daily. He is currently imprisoned within Hong Kong. His business has really suffered as a result. But so far, this is potentially one of the first ramifications we're seeing when it comes to global big companies feeling the heat from this law.
The BBC's Katie Silver for us. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, from Hong Kong now to India, a court in the capital, Delhi, asked Twitter to explain steps it's taken to comply with that country's new IT rules. That comes a day after the Indian government told the court the social network no longer enjoys legal immunity for content posted on its platform. Twitter says it's in the process of complying with the new laws, which the government argues are necessary to tackle defamatory and abusive social media posts. Critics, though, say the rules amount to censorship. As we check the numbers now, benchmarks across Asia tilted lower. European shares are down in the 0.1% to 0.4% range. Shares of Chinese tech giant Didi, which went public in New York last week, are down 25% this morning. That's as U.S. markets reopen after the July 4th holiday. Elsewhere, oil prices are continuing to head higher. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate is at a six-year high. That's trading now above $76 a barrel. International Brent crude is at a 2014 high of above $77 a barrel. That's after OPEC and its allies abandoned talks about whether to increase production levels as demand rebounds. The world's best-known film festival gets underway today in the French city of Cannes. It was canceled last year because of the pandemic, but the struggling industry now hopes the glitzy event will draw moviegoers back to the silver screen, as the BBC's Tom Brooke reports from the south of France.
Bonsoir.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cannes.
The pandemic means this year's Cannes Film Festival is a little different. The unvaccinated will be tested and mask wearing will be mandatory at key venues. Along with everyone else, the media has to adjust too.
All right, tonight you have a very particular mission, if I got it right.
Yeah, we have the mission of opening the festival.
Didier Alouche has been hosting red carpet coverage at Cannes for French television for more than two decades.
COVID-19 crisis will affect the festivals, that's for sure. Cannes is about 40,000 people coming into town for the festival. There won't be that many people.
One, two, three, four.
Movies, of course, will be the big attraction. The festival's opening night film is Annette, an operatic musical featuring a celebrity couple and their newborn from French director Léos Carax. It stars Oscar-winning French actress Marion Cotillard and Hollywood's Adam Driver. The festival is hoping to regain its potency as a showcase. Anne Thompson is editor-at-large at IndieWire.
Look at something like Parasite, which was debuted at Cannes and went through a global box office hit to becoming a Best Picture winner, the first Korean film ever to win. That's what you want from Cannes.
I wonder what the world looks like now.
Strange what I missed out.
The pandemic has definitely shaped movies being seen at Cannes. The Year of the Everlasting Storm is an anthology of films from seven esteemed filmmakers that were made under lockdown with rigid stipulated rules. Jeff Deutschman was one of the producers.
The basic rules were something like, you have to shoot from your home. On set, cast and crew will be limited to those who are with you in quarantine. The idea being, let's see what different creators, different artists do with those rules. And the theme of rebirth is really embedded throughout the film in a way that hopefully can provide some catharsis to everyone when they watch it.
COVID-19 has changed the landscape of cinema. It is now a world of ubiquitous streaming. Film festivals like Cannes, rooted in celebrating movies destined for cinemas, face uncertain times. But if Cannes lives up to expectations, it will at least, over the next 12 days, be showcasing excellent works from some of the greatest filmmakers in the world.
That's the BBC's Tom Brooke reporting from Cannes there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.